Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation and Stonyfield Farm.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Last summer, the House passed a comprehensive climate protection bill. This summer, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid announced his chamber is not going to follow suit.
For me, it's terribly disappointing, and it's also very dangerous.
But the path to a low-carbon future doesn't run just through Congress. California and New Mexico are joining a cap-and-trade program with three Canadian provinces, and the EPA is working on new rules to cut carbon emissions from polluting industries. Living on Earth's Mitra Tosh has been looking into the alternatives and joins me now from our Capitol Hill Bureau. Hi there, Mitra.
Hi, Steve.
So the Senate has decided to punt on this one, at least for the near future, huh?
Yeah, and that means that the biggest player is going to be the EPA. And you probably remember that in 2007, the Supreme Court opened the door for the EPA to regulate greenhouse gas emissions.
Under the Clean Air Act.
Exactly. Well, until now, that authority was mostly seen as a stick to Congress's carrot, a way to sort of push for comprehensive climate change legislation. But since the Senate is taking a pass on that, the EPA is now trying to figure out how to wield its big stick.
So what's the EPA likely to do?
Well, in terms of emissions reductions, it's kind of hard to say right now. It's still weighing its options, so it's hard to calculate. But sources familiar with the EPA's thinking told me the agency probably can't cut total U.S. emissions more than 5% below 2005 levels, and that's by 2020. That's a lot less than Obama's promise to make a 17% cut, and much less ambitious than what scientists and Europeans want the U.S. to do.
Yeah, still, it's a reduction, so what's the plan?
Well, even before the Senate roadblocks, the EPA had moved to tighten fuel efficiency standards for cars and trucks. Now the agency is working on how to deal with big industrial polluters, so power plants, oil refineries, chemical plants. And a new permitting process is starting in January, which will ensure that new facilities are as low carbon as possible. But the step after that is trickier. It has to figure out how to deal with existing emitters. One idea is to cap emissions industry by industry and allow companies within a specific industry to trade pollution permits amongst themselves.
So if you run a cement plant, and so do I, but I do a better job at cleaning up more quickly than you, then you, I could sell you my extra allowances. That'd be kind of cap and trade.
It is cap and trade, just a little bit more limited, I guess. You could sell your allowances or you could hold on to them for later when you actually need them as the cap gets lower and lower. The idea is basically to make cutting carbon as cheap and flexible as possible. But if you are a cement plant, then you wouldn't be able to trade allowances with, say, a coal-fired power plant or a car factory. So basically, the EPA wouldn't be regulating into existence a huge single carbon market. And that is really controversial.
But still, there's likely to be a big legal fight, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, a huge fight. I mean, it's already become one. Industry is very worried. I talked with Jeff Homestead, a former assistant administrator for President Bush's EPA Air program.
If you're in the iron and steel business or cement, any of those industries that require a lot of energy, they compete in a global marketplace. And so if it becomes much more costly to produce those things in the U.S., then they just get produced somewhere else and we import them. It's a conundrum that EPA faces, that Congress faces. I mean, there is no easy answer to climate change.
Now Homestead works for the Washington, D.C. law firm Bracewell & Giuliani. He's now supporting ongoing Senate legislation to slow down or to stop completely the EPA's greenhouse gas authority.
But surely the president wouldn't sign that into law. I mean, he'd be handcuffing his own agency.
Right. A White House official told me on background that the president would veto any attempt to curb the EPA's authority. But Obama himself hasn't made any public comments to that effect. And that's something that people like Gene Karpinski really want to hear. He's president of the environmental group League of Conservation Voters.
He needs to stand firm, stand tall, and make it clear he will not accept any efforts to block or delay EPA from doing its job. That's their responsibility. That's what the Supreme Court said they have to do. They've already begun to move forward, and that's a critically important next step forward to begin to cut carbon emissions to protect public health.
So, Mitra, what does this mean in terms of the big picture for cap and trade?
Well, cap and trade took quite a beating in Congress, but it's not dead. Europe uses it. Just recently, China said it's considering using it. And here at home, California and New Mexico just announced they're going to be doing cap and trade with three Canadian provinces starting in 2012.
Canada. That's interesting. So it would open a pathway for California and Mexico to sell into international markets.
Yeah, and in time it could also fold into the mix similar regional programs that are taking place in the Midwest and the East Coast. Pat Cummings, the program manager for the Western Climate Initiative, said his new cap and trade program is designed to grow.
The bigger, the better. If you have more participants and the market is bigger and everyone is shooting for an emission reduction goal, the overall reductions will be greater as well. So there are a number of reasons why growing the market is important.
But you know, Steve, just as with the EPA, this West Coast plan also has to withstand some tough challenges. In California, that means a proposition on the ballot in November that would nix the state's carbon reduction plans. And without California, the program probably wouldn't make as big of a splash. So Congress might be out of the picture for the moment, but politics definitely are not. I think we'll probably see political opposition trail behind any plans to cut greenhouse gas emissions in the near future.
Mitra Taj is Living on Earth's Washington correspondent. Thanks, Mitra.
You're welcome, Steve.